This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Congress debates a piece of legislation that would change the Communications Act of 1934. And next month, we'll see the Federal Communications Commission put forth and vote on new open internet rules. This is all about net neutrality, whether or not internet service providers like Verizon, Comcast, and others will be forced to deliver all information from companies to consumers equally. So-called fast lane deals are another way to deliver information that goes against net neutrality. But as Dan Bobkoff reports, the way we get information online has changed a lot in recent years, and these policy ideas might not be keeping up.
It used to be, way back when, say 2 years ago, that when I clicked on a Netflix video, it would take a winding journey from a server in one location, then through wires owned by any number of companies, until finally it hit my internet service provider, Time Warner. These days, that journey is a whole lot shorter.
Which is typically accomplished over a few feet.
Richard Bennett is a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. More often than not, Netflix just connects a wire from its server to boxes owned by ISPs like Comcast or Verizon or Time Warner.
Yeah, they're almost always in the same building.
This is how most of our internet traffic gets to us now. It's more reliable and efficient. Think less buffering. And increasingly, content companies like Apple, Google, and of course Netflix are paying confidential fees for this service. This is where things get controversial real fast. Susan Crawford co-directs Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society.
In America, where these very few ISPs have so much market power that they can extract payments, it's just like the mob. Just say, you're not going to reach our subscribers unless you pay us.
The FCC is getting more complaints about these deals. And now it has to decide what, if anything, to do about them. It's not sure whether interconnections should be part of net neutrality regulations next month, tackled separately later on, or left alone completely. That's what many ISPs would like. Matthew Brill is a lawyer representing many of the big names.
We all get the services we want. There's a real danger that if government gets in the middle of those relationships, it'll distort things in a way that ends up very harmful for consumers.
But what if Netflix videos are basically unwatchable unless Netflix pays an ISP for a direct connection? Is that fair? Ken Florence is Netflix head of content delivery.
Comcast could say, well, Netflix, you're using a third of our traffic. And we could say, well, we're providing a third of the value that your subscribers are getting, so you should pay us instead.
Or what Netflix really wants, which is to pay nothing. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.